listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Today we're talking about unreached people groups and what's being done to reach them, and is there enough effort behind the mission to reach those who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? The International Day of the Unreached is coming up on May 20th, and to discuss this, I had a conversation earlier this morning with Ruth Kramer. She's the executive producer for Mission Network News. But first, before that conversation, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
And we're back. And here's my conversation with Ruth Kramer, the executive producer of Mission Network News. Hey, Ruth, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. I just wanted to first ask you, what is Mission Network News?
Well, Mission Network News has kind of evolved over the 27 some odd years that we've been around. We started as a means to connect with an audience quickly to tell them about what's going on in natural disasters and things to try to get the body of Christ to respond to an obvious felt need. That was through World Concern. And then when Cornerstone University picked up Mission Network News, we kind of shifted it to more of a just-in-time kind of news release audio program because we wanted to be able to keep people up to date on some of the more current events that were happening that were also outside of the scope of disaster. So we started looking at the breakthroughs on what's happening in the mission field and encouraging people to kind of some kind of Great Commission expression. Obviously, issues of the persecuted church came up because a lot of that kind of stuff impacts what those who are on the ground doing the gospel work are able to accomplish. And so as we kind of expanded just to meet some of those information needs, we grew out of a single daily broadcast to multiple daily broadcasts. Plus, we have a web presence with the different web articles and social media, because that's the quickest way to, again, and get a lot of the information out about what's happening in the world. So I would say, you know, looking at the current events and how those impact what's happening on the ground in gospel expression.
Okay, so what are some recent trends that you've been seeing this past year?
Oh, you know, there are a couple of different things. One thing we have noticed is that the persecution of the body of Christ, the pressure on the body of Christ around the world has been increasing. Obviously, when you look at groups like Open Doors and the World Watch List that they release, it gives you kind of a scope on what's happening in the 50 countries around the world where the persecution of Christians is the worst. And you see that a lot of those kinds of things are also lining up with what the U.S. State Department is noticing as they look at religious freedom, as they look at the human rights issues and how connected those things are. you start seeing this pattern emerge, and it, you know, it kind of follows along the same lines as where you're going to find the hotbeds of terrorism and extremist ideology. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot of that come together, and we're also seeing a lot of mission organizations that are willing to work together to get things done. So whether or not it's trying to not reinvent the wheel, or maybe to soup up the transmission that's already working in the engine,
right?
You know, of what's happening in the Great Commission work, we're seeing a lot more organizations that are working together to see those things done efficiently. We're also seeing sensing is probably a better word, sensing an urgency about who is left to reach and how that's going to be done in a day and age where, because of these extremist ideologies and these extremist groups that exist in some of the very high creative access nations, we've got to figure out how we're going to get that done in terms of introducing people to the hope of Jesus Christ, because we do sense that there is a growing urgency, as you see a lot of other things happening. Could we say we're in the end times? I don't know. I don't want to go there.
Right.
But we are seeing definitely people are sensing that.
Okay. I remember this has always been on my radar too I remember a booklet we picked up and we went through as a family, praying through the 1040 window, specifically praying for some of these unreached nations. And obviously prayer is one of the best things to do, but your mention of working together with different missions organizations, that was a nice segue into what I want to, you know, talk to you today about is the International Day of the Unreached. Your organization is part of an alliance that's come together to help promote this. First of all, what is the International Day of the Unreached, and what do you hope to accomplish through it?
The International Day for the Unreached is it's an event that we're hoping is going to be behind a movement. Mission Network News is part of an alliance of organizations, of ministries that are focused on reaching the unreached. So we've got Reach Beyond, Bibles for the World, Operation Mobilization, Missio Nexus, World Mission, Partners International, and Zimzam Global. And at any level, these organizations are all kind of engaged in multiple purposes, and it's all focused on Great Commission. So we all came together and kind of looked at the situation and said, there's a lot of information that's out there, and there's just that people just don't know what is out there,
right?
Don't know what the need is, don't know how significant this is or why there's an urgency for it. And a lot of, I'm going to say in developed nations, first world nations, the people just aren't engaged with that. They're not that interested. They just don't know. So that's partly why the International Day for the Unreached was put together. This is going to be the third year. And it was just kind of a way to raise awareness, encourage people to get educated about what's happening, and to find a way to advocate on behalf of those who don't even know what they don't know.
Right.
You know, and encouraging the body of Christ to some kind of Great Commission expression.
Definitely. So, you know, as far as the unreached are concerned, I mean, you know, we've got the 1040 window. How many people do you think that represents?
Boy, why don't we go at it from a different direction?
Sure.
I'm
sorry. That came out left field. Throw some stats at me. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me back up a half a step. You know, when you're asking about the International Day for the Unreached, I said everything but what day we've chosen to
mark this organization.
And so IDU is on Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, any year. This year it's May 20th. And that's because Pentecost marked the descent of the Holy Spirit on the church, which equipped believers to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. And that's all Acts 2. It's all about what we're charged to do and how we're going to do it. And it's a really exciting energy that's developed in Acts 2 to just kind of show us this is how it's supposed to be done. Over the years, of course, we've kind of gotten sidetracked, and there are other things that kind of play into this. So this is kind of why we're trying to bring it back to the focus. The reality is 28% of the world's population is what's considered to be unreached. And that is, a group is unreached if the indigenous body of Christ, the indigenous church, can't do the job on their own. They can't evangelize their people group on their own.
Right.
So, you know, that's like 2 billion people who are completely unreached. 90% of the world's population, that is a lot of people. 90% of the world's population lives in the most gospel resistant parts of the earth.
They
live in a place where we as Caucasian, North American, obviously American, or, you know, first world nations can't go because we don't fit in. We don't speak the language. We have an ideology, a worldview that is diametrically opposed to the things that are the ideology of the day there.
Right.
Here's the thing that just really grabs me. 70,000 people die every day without Christ. That's 70,000 people dying every day and going to hell.
Yeah.
And we can do something about it.
So what are some steps, I guess, the church can take, both, you know, as a collective body of Christ and local congregations, as well as, you know, us as individual Christians, do to help make an impact? I mean, obviously, I already mentioned praying through the 1040 window, you know, and there are a slew of other resources, I'm sure, that would help guide families and churches through that. You know, what are some other things we could possibly do?
Well, any of these organizations that are part of the Alliance for the Unreached are going to say prayer is our first line and our last line defense.
Sure.
We have to believe that prayer is the thing that is the foundation for everything. The Holy Spirit moves when God's people pray.
Absolutely.
And we've got to believe that that is a thing, that's a real thing, and that we just pray for the opportunities, that we would have the discernment and wisdom to know where we can stick our oars in the water, how we can actually do that, and whether or not we're going to say yes to God. Because sometimes you got to get out of your own comfort zone to be able to do something.
Right.
So, you know, the easy way to remember this is, you know, pray, give, go kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because of some of the places that are so dangerous, we can't actually physically be there, but we can advocate. We can talk about the organizations that are there and get behind those organizations, whether it's in a prayer support or a volunteer support or financial support. A lot of these things, when we actually find people who are able and willing to identify a people group and can put the research in and find a way to get in there to engage this people group with a church planting effort and manage to stay alive doing it.
Right.
We got to get behind these organizations because that costs money. Unfortunately, yeah. You know, it comes down to that. Somebody once said, well, this is just a thinly veiled request for funds. Well, no, it's not thinly veiled.
Uh-huh.
It's right out there.
Yeah.
It takes money
right.
to get this done.
Right.
And
well,
In North America, we are among the best resourced in the world to be able to do this. So, you know, I would say get behind an organization that you know is involved with the unreached and the unengaged.
So, I was just thinking also technology can be, you know, a blessing or a curse depending on how it's used. And we've made some advancements over the years that do you think could actually be an asset in reaching? Because maybe we can't physically go, but we could set up, you know, there's radio ministries, there's social media, ways that people can reach, you know, those in those unreached nations that are resistant. You know, we can't send, you know, people say, hey, I'm a missionary, I'm coming there, because it's not allowed. Are there ways you've seen social media and technology used to reach, in particular, Muslim countries?
The wonderful thing about technology is that it allows the gospel to spread regardless of the physical barriers that exist.
Right.
And it can allow people to do things that they were not able to do before. So, like Mohabbat TV is a television ministry that's part of Heart for Iran, that is reaching the Farsi speakers by way of satellite TV.
Oh, great.
Sat7 is another organization that does that. They're able to get in there and maybe not necessarily preach the gospel, but definitely talk about things from a Christian worldview. And when people ask questions, because, you know, you're hearing about a lot of these things where people are beginning to search for truth. They're beginning to ask questions and question the institution that is their state religion. They're looking to places that have that ring of truth. And so they're coming to places like Mohabbat TV and Sat7 and saying, I have questions. Can you answer these questions? Now, the organizations that I just mentioned are not actually reaching the unengaged and the unreached, per se, in terms of the definitions that we're looking at with the missiologists and things like that. But what I am saying is the idea of being able to utilize things like flash drives or online resources or radio resources or satellite television or SIM cards or, you know, any of these kinds of things now are available in a way that allows this to happen where it didn't used to happen. The Jesus Film Project is a really good example of that, where you can download the Jesus Film app, and someone who may not be able to carry a Bible around but wants to share the story of Christ can do that by downloading the Jesus Film in somebody's language right from the app. And you don't necessarily have to know what's happening. If you were to look at these people watching the screen, they would look like anybody else watching those dumb cat videos.
Yeah.
And that's the wonder of it, you know. And Bibles can be downloaded now. There are so many organizations that have digital Bibles that are available, and more organizations that are creating access to God's Word, utilizing native speakers and translating God's Word in parallel as opposed to in sequence, so that the Word of God is starting to get translated in a much faster time frame than it used to be.
Right.
So the technology is there. It can support a lot of things that will cross barriers that physically people who don't fit in with the physical appearance can't go.
Great. Well, hey, Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And remember, folks, it's May 20th, 2018. That's the International Day of the Unreached. Ruth, where can people find or learn more about your organization?
Well, you can look up the Alliance for the Unreached, the International Day for the Unreached. There's a couple of different ways to run through that if you're just doing a basic Google search. What I would say is once you actually look at, say, like missionnetworknews.org, you would be able to find the links to the Alliance for the Unreached at the bottom, where you see the International Day for the Unreached logo there. And then you can just look it up online, dayfortheunreached.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
Yep.
God bless. And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you happen to be catching this podcast somewhere other than on caffeinatedthoughts.com, please be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. We have daily updates, and that's caffeinatedthoughts.com or Google Caffeinated Thoughts. It'll come up right at the top of your search screen. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and also sign up for our email updates. We'd love to keep in touch with you. Until next time, my friends, this is Shane Vanderhart. Take care.